The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, everybody. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. We will not spend 3 hours on these sexual harassment issues. We'll spend a little time on it, and then I want to move into other areas that are very, very important, including your taxes. Including your taxes, because all this is breaking now. But before I do, I'm going to play 3 sound bites in a row for you without interruption. But you need to keep track of them. The first one's going to be Nancy Pelosi on Meet the Depressed Sunday. Today's Thursday, Pelosi Sunday. After that, I'm going to play the morning schmo Joe Scarborough on MSLSD. Do I have the order right? Yes. And that was yesterday. Yesterday. Or the day before. Then we're going to play Nancy Pelosi today, at a briefing today. All about John Conyers, all right? So Pelosi, Sunday, Scarborough a couple days ago, then Pelosi today. Let us begin. Cut to go.
You said there's now a zero tolerance.
Yes.
John Conyers, what does that mean for him right now?
Let's say
in or out.
We are strengthened by due process. Mm-hmm. Just because someone is accused... And was it one accusation? Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. He has done a great deal to protect women, Violence Against Women Act, which the left wing, right wing is now quoting me as praising him for his work on that, and he did great work on that. But the fact, as John reviews his case, which he knows, which I don't, I believe he will
Why
do.
Don't you?
I believe that
well,
he.
How
will,
is it that
excuse
you
me,
don't...
may I finish my
sure,
sentence?
Sure.
That he will do the right thing.
And is the right thing what? Resign?
He will do the right thing in terms of what he knows about his situation, that he's entitled to due process, but women are entitled to due process
right.
as well.
Wait, he took advantage of a situation where he had the rules of Congress, and I know you guys want to change these rules,
right.
but he got to hide his settlement. He got to, his accusers had to go through all sorts of craziness. So why is he entitled to new due process
in this case? No, we are talking about what we have heard. I've asked the Ethics Committee to review that.
Now, as far as Nancy Pelosi getting hammered for being an icon, you tell me, what do you call this person before this happened? A guy who was a Korean War veteran. A guy who, when he got into Congress, was one of only 4 black members in Congress. A guy who single-handedly started the Congressional Black Caucus, a guy who is responsible for Rosa Parks laying in state in the United States Capitol. I believe the first black woman to ever be afforded that honor. He was in Selma on that bloody, bloody day so many years ago. I would call that an icon. I would call that an icon. If you're offended by that, if you're offended by Nancy Pelosi calling a man like that an icon, well, let me just say that you remind me an awful lot of the Bible thumpers I grew up with, and a lot like Jim and Tammy Faye Baker back in 1978 or 1979.
So a 4th woman has come out accusing Conyers, and more in your caucus are calling on Conyers to resign. How come you haven't called on him to resign?
Well, the allegations against Congressman Conyers, as we have learned more since Sunday, are serious, disappointing, and very credible. It's very sad. The brave women who have come forward are owed justice. I pray for Congressman Conyers and his family and wish them well. However, Congressman Conyers should resign. As far as Capitol Hill is concerned, we want to be sure that everyone who works here, who might be a victim of this.
All right, let's stop here. So, Sunday, Nancy Pelosi was running cover for John Conyers, due process. Her media surrogates, and that would now include the Morning Schmo, Joe Scarborough, and MSNBC as a network, came to her defense, and came to the defense of John Conyers. Then there was pushback by women, even within the Democratic caucus in the House, by others, saying that Nancy Pelosi just set back the right of women, the rights of women, and the Democrat Party decades. She could see the ground moving under her feet, and she reversed course. Now she's called for the resignation of John Conyers, and she pretends it's because more women came for it. We have Mr. Clyburn, the number three Democrat in the House, who insisted that elected officials have one standard and the rest of us another, as he was getting on an elevator, even though the man is very incoherent at times. I don't know if it's the way he speaks. He speaks under his breath, or he intends to be that way so he can move in one direction or another. I don't know. He also made it abundantly clear with his reference to Susan Smith, that a New York Times reporter is aware of. Susan Smith accused a black man, falsely, of course, of having killed her children when, in fact, she drowned her children. And he made the reference to Susan Smith in the John Conyers case, suggesting that only white women had attacked Conyers when, in fact, had accused Conyers of sexual harassment. But that wasn't true. There are others, too, including a black woman, and more coming. And now today, Mr. Clyburn says that people put words in his mouth. Breitbart put words in his mouth. Of course, they didn't put words in his mouth. He put the words in his mouth. Moreover, now he's calling for Conyers to resign. This is really quite a spectacle. There are more women who've come out on Al Franken. Two more women. One is a sixth woman now, just breaking. A fifth woman, some years ago, at a USO event, who was serving in the military at the time. And I haven't heard Dick Durbin say he should resign. I haven't heard Mitch McConnell say he should resign. In fact, Dick Durbin said he was taking responsibility for his actions. Now, at least in the media world, they're falling like dominoes. They have, texts, Twitters. They've got all kinds of evidence against people like Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer. Last count, there's 19 or 20 people in the media who've had to resign, one suspended from the New York Times, affecting all the major media outlets, ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, I guess the Washington Compost. We'll have to wait for that one. Just a matter of time. But don't worry, they're all going to take sexual harassment training, because that would stop somebody like an Al Franken from doing what he did, or John Conyers, and so forth. It's quite appalling. I'm not going to spend the rest of my career talking about what members of the House and media are doing in terms of, in the Senate, sexual harassment. Nor Hollywood. You know, there much has been said about how Donald Trump is destroying the free press and the First Amendment. The press is destroying the free press. First, it was their ideological partisanship and demagoguery, their outright hatred for a president they never supported, who fights back, who calls them out by name. He responds differently than past presidents, and for this he's attacked. I think the media in this country have done enormous damage, not only to the First Amendment, not only to the ideal of a freedom of the press, but to the Constitution, to capitalism, to republicanism. When is the last time CNN did any kind of a worthwhile program on how the Constitution is slipping through our fingers? When is the last time CNN did any kind of worthwhile program on the benefits, the enormous benefits of capitalism and private property? When is the last time? When is the last time MSNBC ran such a program? It is constant progressivism, constant undermining America, constant evisceration of the Constitution, constant race baiting, age baiting, sex baiting. It is endless. It is endless. It's very destructive of this society. Same with Hollywood. When's the last time Hollywood put out actually a conservative movie? And by conservative, I mean a pro-American movie. When's the last time the big filmmakers got behind it? Spielberg, among others. Weinstein, among others. When is the last time a university in this country, apart from Hillsdale, apart from Grove City, apart from Chapman and the others, there's a handful of others. When is the last time we had a university where the faculty was predominantly pro-American as opposed to predominantly anti-American? When is the last time we had a college campus that was shouting down a Marxist or a racist or a racialist, I should say, promoting balkanization? When is the last time? Black Lives Matter doesn't get shouted down. CARE doesn't get shouted down. Various ethnic front groups don't get shouted down. Why not? Our institutions of higher learning, the vast majority of them, are now the breeding grounds of the left, the indoctrination camps of the left. Let's be honest about it. The founders are slaveholders, and therefore nothing they did matters. Nothing they did is good. Period. That's it. End it. That's your history lesson. And major news organizations have absolutely nothing in common with you and me. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing. How many of you have a button under your desk to press when you meet a young lady or a young man, depending on who you are and what your situation is, in order to lock the door from the inside so nobody can get in when you drop your pants or maybe lift your skirt? How many of you have buttons like that? How many of you walk around in a robe and invite your staff in and then open your robe? How many of you are grabbing a woman's breasts on an airplane when she's sleeping? How many of you in your office have a closet and you're always in your underwear and people walk in and out and they see you in your underwear? I mean, after all, you have a closet. And we're supposed to buy this stuff, these rational arguments. And then their apologies are not apologies. Not one of them has said, you know what, I'm guilty. I'm a disgrace. I'm a disgrace to the company, to my family, to the country. I'm gone. Don't worry about it. No, it's all about, well, I didn't know that they took it this way. And so I've never heard such preposterous apologies. Now, if you're really innocent, and innocent people are accused, let me be clear about this. Innocent people are accused. Clarence Thomas comes to mind, but there are many. You get up on your toes and you scream and yell at the highest level of your voice, I am innocent and I'm going to fight this. How many of them have said that? None of them. I don't believe in a hunt to look for causes. But I believe when we're presented with them, we're just members of the public, when we're presented with them, we call them as we see them. John Conyers should be expelled. Al Franken should be expelled. Any other sleazeballs like that should be expelled. You want due process? Then bring a lawsuit and get your due process. We're not talking about a lawsuit. We're not talking about that kind of due process, are we? We're talking about politics, ethics committees. All of a sudden, out of the blue, we're going to have sexual harassment, anti-sexual harassment training. You'll remember As soon as they said, I was the lone voice on radio or anywhere in broadcasting, the lone voice who said, wait a minute. If they're saying they need anti-sexual harassment training, this is big. Something's going on. They're throwing that out there. And more than that, it's almost a cover-up. Okay, we've resolved everything. Even Gillibrand, the leading warrior against sexual harassment, she wouldn't name names. She said she was sexually harassed. She wouldn't name names. Then she dumps all over Bill Clinton, who was campaigning with her and for her a year ago, raising funds for her a year ago. She's not credible. She's a joke. She's a fraud. Jackie Spears said in the House of Representatives, helped raise this issue, that when she was a staffer in Congress, now she's a congresswoman, she was sexually harassed. I believe it was on an elevator, but wherever. Doesn't matter. She wouldn't name names. Now, how much more do I have to discuss this crap? No more. I'm done with it today. We'll see what happens tomorrow, if there's anything, you know, so imperative that I'll bring it up again. We know this. Hollywood, sleazy. Disgraceful. Congress, sleazy. Disgraceful. The media, sleazy. Disgraceful. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Chaminade's Christmas and holiday season sale is here. Introducing the brand new Genicel Droopy Eyelid Treatment. Here's Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado. I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. Yes, all these saggy lines on your eyelids gone in just days. And now this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours free with your order of Genicel for bags and puffiness. Plus, you'll also get Genicel 12-hour immediate effects, a second gift free. Go to Genicel.com, that's Genicel.com, or call 800-SKIN-604. Order in the next 20 minutes and get two more classics, Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, free. Call or click in the next 10 minutes. And express shipping is also free. Order now to get this new Genicel offer and your free gifts only while supplies last. Call 800-SKIN-604, 800-SKIN-604, or go to Genicel.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9746. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9746. That's 1-800-957-9746. 1-800-957-9746.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While it's been dubbed the female Viagra, flibanserin, known by its trade name of Addy, is anything but.
It's not at all like Viagra, which increases blood flow for men so they are able to have an erection. This drug actually works in the brain for women to increase their desire to have sexual activity.
Studies show it increases sexual desire by more than 50% and sexually satisfying events doubled. Dr. Stephanie Fabian says there is another benefit.
Low sexual desire or hypoactive sexual desire disorder is about 1 in 10 women in the United States. So it's a very common problem for women and causes quite a bit of relationship and personal distress. And it's been shown to reduce that distress by about 29%.
Now, not all women will have the same response, and the drug is not right for everyone. But if you have an issue, it's an option you might want to consider. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is Josh Lewin. The NFL season is here, and you are ready for a podcast that's not what you've already been downloading over and over and over. You know what I mean. Every former quarterback, with the possible exception of Jeff Garcia, now has a podcast with a co-host. And it goes along the lines of, say, former quarterback, it sure does look like a challenging week in the NFL. Let's get your take on the big Carolina-Jacksonville showdown after we hear from Panthers head coach Ron Rivera about how seriously his team is taking Blake Bortles. And Ron Rivera says, oh, we think the world of Blake Bortles. It's going to be some kind of challenge for our defense, blah, 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 doot, 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 Blake Bortles. Improving every game, he's getting great, any given Sunday, yada, 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 Blake Bortles. Yeah, well, this is not that show. This is Blitz and Giggles. No sound bites, no predictions, not a single mention of X's or O's. Maybe a Q if we're feeling a little weird, but mostly this is what this is. We just count down the 15 games to be played each weekend like we're Casey Kasem in a jockstrap and a cup. We rank them worst to first, give you all the news and notes you need to sound really impressive during cornhole at your tailgate. You download it Friday on your way to work, or on Saturday running errands, or Sunday on your way to the actual game. I give you 2 or 3 minutes of snarky insight per game, so running time maybe 40 minutes or so. You get to be the guy at the tailgate who has that one piece of information that makes you sound like you're totally in the loop. It is John Oliver meets John Clayton, Jimmy Kimmel meets Jimmy the Greek. No punches pulled, no lab animals harmed, no X's, no O's, no muss, no fuss. And for those of you who went to high school in the mid-1990s, no diggity, no doubt. This is the ultimate countdown to cornhole. This is Pro Football Blitz and Giggles with me, Josh Lewin. Make it a part of your stop down Friday mornings or Saturday mornings or whenever, really. It's a podcast, not a proctology appointment. Blitz and Giggles, making you sound like the smart guy at your weekend get-togethers since 2017.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Over the past few weeks, you guys have heard me talk about how I was excited to start using MyPillow. I have to tell you, I have never slept better. I used to toss and turn and wake up with a stiff neck, but now with MyPillow, I've never slept better. I'm quite serious. The MyPillow is made in the USA of a patented interlocking fill that supports your neck so you get great support and a better night's sleep. The inventor of the MyPillow, Mike Lindell, personally guarantees that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you've ever owned, and he even offers a 60-day money-back guarantee. I encourage you strongly to try the MyPillow, and here's how to get my special buy one, get one free savings. Call my 800 number. That's 800-951-7163. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and use the savings code Levin, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout to take advantage of this limited-time offer. That's 800-951-7163. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the savings code Levin at checkout.
What's that little voice in your head telling you now?
I got something to say!
Well, this is the place. The Mark Levin Radio Show is on.
Up after midnight? Then listen to Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara overnights on News Talk 1370 WCOA.
There's some nut, a woman, who is running for Attorney General of Michigan. It's all over the internet. And her main campaign theme is, I don't have male genitalia. Should I actually play this, Rich? I don't know. I'm sure that's being played all over radio. I'm going to address it on Levin TV. I'm not going to play it. But she should be running on a campaign of not no male genitalia, but no IQ. You have to be a fool to vote for a woman like this. So now all men are predators. I'm sick of these leftists. They turn it, everything into politics. I can't stand them. I detest them. So now don't vote for a man for anything, because that's a potential sexual predator. That's how the left interprets this. That's where the left's gone with this. They still stand for women, don't you know? Certain types of women, apparently. I would ask the Democrat leadership in the Congress this quick question. I thought you supported women. But you really don't, do you? You just want them to keep their mouths shut, to allow them to be targets of sexual harassment. As long as it's liberals, as long as it's a Kennedy or a Conyers or a Franken or a Clinton, now you're trying to work your way out of your own pickle here, aren't you, so to speak? I'll be right back. By now, you've probably heard that the U.S. has an immigration lottery. Yes, that's right, a ridiculous immigration lottery. The recent terror attack in New York, well, you guessed it, he came in through the lottery after his name was pulled out of a hat randomly, like a sweepstakes winner. Now, my friends at the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, think that's a problem. And here's another problem. It's called chain migration. Chain migration means every new immigrant gets to bring in a bunch of additional folks. Chain migration means we, the people, don't get to choose who or how many people come in each year. Why? Because chain migration crowds out the rest. FAIR has better ideas. End chain migration. End the lottery. Reduce immigration. Let's bring in folks not based on who they know, but what they know. A merit system. End chain migration. Begin common sense. To find out more, go to fairus.org. That's FAIRUS.org.
Now, here's the latest news and your AccuWeather forecast from 1370 WCOA.
I'm Alex Gabin. Escambia County Fire Rescue, in collaboration with the Pensacola Fire Department, will be launching its annual Keep the Reef Green Fire Safety Campaign beginning tomorrow, December 1st. While a joyous time of the year, cold weather, holiday decorations, and festivities can create serious fire dangers, firefighters hope to reduce the number of fires by promoting simple, life-saving holiday safety tips each day, December 1st through December 31st. Embattled Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore was interrupted by a protester last night as he spoke during a church service in Theodore. The protester was escorted out of the church. The man did not give his name but said he lived in Alabama and said someone needed to stand up for the girls. The man who heads up security for pop star Justin Bieber is in hot water in South Florida. Michael Mikey Arana was arrested in connection with a crash in southwest Miami-Dade County this morning that injured two county police officers. The cops were treated at a hospital and released. House Speaker Paul Ryan said at his weekly news conference today that Representative John Conyers should resign immediately following allegations of sexual harassment. Jim Nabors, the actor best known for playing the character Gomer Pyle on The Andy Griffith Show in the 1960s, died this morning at his home in Hawaii. He was 87. I'm Alex Gabin with your 1370 WCOA News Update.
Tonight, spotty showers early, then cloudy skies, overall mild. Tonight's low 60, warm with periods of sun and clouds, high 76. Friday, rather cloudy Friday night, low 54, nice and warm. With sunshine and clouds, Saturday high 74, partly sunny, pleasantly warm, high 74. Sunday, partly sunny skies, high 75. Monday, I'm Michael Stack with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 WCOA.
Breaking news happens all the time. Sometimes a witness has the story first.
We heard an inmate say he sounded like a bomb went off and he couldn't say anymore. He couldn't talk.
Do you have a news tip or have you witnessed a breaking news event?
It was bad. People were running to the back, running for cover.
Go to WCOAPensacola.com and submit your news tip.
I come across all the snap power poles and the power lines down, but I didn't think it was strong enough to blow the train over.
If you have a breaking news story or news tip, let us know about it.
We are Pensacola's first radio station.
News Talk 1370 WCOA.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Think fast. In less than 30 seconds, a small flame can become a big fire. Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and always stay in the kitchen when cooking at high temperatures. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
If love of country becomes outlawed in this country, when, well, we'll just let them drag us off to jail. This is the Mark Levin Show.
Get your local news and AccuWeather forecasts on Good Morning Pensacola.
Weekday mornings at 5 a.m.
on News Talk 1370 WCOA.
unapologetic patriot and unapologetic constitutionalist. You can reach him at 877-381-3811.
Something different has happened with our media, which is poisonous. As poisonous as it's been in the past, with leftists like Walter Cronkite and so forth. But today it's 100 times worse, because there's 100 more platforms, 1,000 more platforms. And it's almost as if they're in campaign mode, in opposition research mode, when it comes to a politician they do not like, or especially when it comes to this president. Tell me, what has this president done in his first year in office that is so horrible, so offensive, so treacherous, so damaging to our national security, so damaging to our economy? What has this president actually done that has endangered America? What has this president actually done that's so irrational and incoherent and incomprehensible? Nothing, 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 and nothing. Seriously. Joe Scarborough is a failed congressman who achieved nothing as a backbencher. He has sought fame and fortune since leaving Congress. He and Mika Brzezinski tried to be a team on radio. They failed utterly and completely. They were monotonous. Nobody wanted to hear the two blowhards. Joe Scarborough wanted to work for Fox many years ago. They wouldn't hire him. So he goes to MSNBC, this fledgling, wasted carbon footprint, which, of course, is hiring a conga line of freaks and buffoons. And Joe fit in perfectly with his sidekick, Mika Brzezinski. Joe Scarborough first, and his lovely sidekick, couldn't kiss Donald Trump's ass enough. That's right, I said it. They wanted him on. They wanted him on for ratings. They would say anything, do anything. You'll remember Donald Trump's first speech to a joint House-Senate audience in Congress. Scarborough met with the president before, reportedly. But in any event, we all saw him on TV, near the front, in the audience, jumping up and down like a clapping seal, when President Trump was giving a speech. And then the morning schmo and Mrs. Schmo turned on Trump. Because after all, they work at MSLSD. I mean, they're not playing to the MSLSD audience, which is basically miscreants and malcontents and all leftists. So they go to war with Trump, and Trump goes to war with them. And it's been going on for some time. And a media outlet, a corporate outlet, that is supposed to be a news operation, NBC News. MSNBC is the sister station or sister network of NBC. It is a disgrace. But this is how they're driving up, to the extent they can, their ratings. Same with CNN. CNN has surrendered any notion of being a news operation. You can't have Chris Cuomo on your show and pretend to be a news operation, or Don Lemon, or other miscreants and malcontents. But now Scarborough is very angry. He didn't like the tweet that Trump put out there, bringing up this conspiracy theory about how a young person on his staff passed away. It's not very pleasant. It's not something I would repeat. But Joe Scarborough gives an awful lot of crap to the president. The president gives it back. The difference is Scarborough is a coward. He doesn't have a principled, intelligent, serious bone in his body. None. He'll be whatever he needs to be. He's a complete chameleon. And he's moved hard left. For money, for quasi-fame, and to appeal to the base of the MSLSD network. Again, miscreants and malcontents. And so he has started this, or restarted this idea, that Donald Trump must be mentally ill, insane, unstable, a threat to America, a threat to each and every one of you, a threat to our safety. And it was picked up by a moron by the name of Navarro, who's on CNN. Picked up by another moron on MSNBC, Chris Hayes. He's a host. CNN brings in a writer, Tony Schwartz, who co-authored Art of the Deal. I don't think it gets more contemptible than that. You are a ghostwriter for somebody. You help them write a book. and then you reveal yourself. And then you turn on the person about whom you wrote the book and made money. So remember what we're talking about in the media here as a general rule, the media. The Charlie Rose media, the Matt Lauer media, the Glenn Thrush media, on and on and on and on, so many you can't name. And then there's Joe Scarborough. And so this is the mantra now, that there's something mentally wrong with Donald Trump. Something mentally wrong with Donald Trump. Nothing ever mentally wrong with Obama. Nothing ever mentally wrong with Biden, with Gore, with Hillary, with Bill. No. Nothing mentally wrong with Schumer or Pelosi. Something is mentally wrong with Donald Trump. And not only that, he needs to be removed from office. We need what I've been calling now for years, this silent coup. Not years, months. This silent coup. We must use the Constitution, which of course they despise, against this president. There must be a revolt, a rising up of the cabinet, a majority of the cabinet, and the vice president of the United States to expel Donald Trump from the presidency under the 25th Amendment. Now stay with me on this because you're going to learn a lot. And here it starts with the morning schmo today. Cut 13, go.
We are headed towards a nuclear showdown. Most insiders say, and Richard has said this for some time, and it matches everything we've heard from inside the administration, we are closer to war on the Korean Peninsula than most Americans know. We heard this months ago that we are going to have a ground war in Korea. They believe that inside the White House for a very long time. And yet, he's completely detached from reality. We had a New York Times and Washington Post piece saying so a couple of days ago.
The New York Times and Washington Post, they had one piece, really, saying this, so we must rely on this. The New York Times, a Holocaust-denying newspaper right in the teeth of World War II, and of course the Washington Compost, which would be bankrupt but for the fact that the Amazon 100 billionaire has saved it. Go ahead.
If this is not what the 25th Amendment was drafted for,
then what is it?
I would like the cabinet members serving America, not the president, serving America.
America.
You serve America.
All right, stop a second. What is this Ed McMahon Act that Mika's put out? America. America. Go ahead.
Know it. You know you don't serve Donald J. Trump. Scam developer, scam, Trump University proprietor.
Boy, he's really just talk about. Can we apply the 25th Amendment to him? He continues, cut 14.
Reality TV show host. You don't represent him. You represent 320 million people whose lives are literally in your hands. And we are facing a showdown with a nuclear power, and you have somebody inside the White House that the New York Daily News says is mentally unfit.
Wow, well, now the New York Daily News says he's mentally unfit, and the New York Times and the Washington Post, they all say he's mentally unfit. All these crackerjack psychiatrists and psychologists, and, of course, Scarborough, who was defending Conyers and defending Pelosi for defending Conyers, and who is a mental midget of the highest order, he tells us, look, the Daily News says this, and the New York Times and the Washington Post, so they must be right. They must be right. Plus, I hate Trump. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. Remove him. Remove him. Remove him. What kind of a schmuck is this? Go ahead.
That people close to him say is mentally unfit. That people close to him during the campaign told me had early stages of dementia.
Now, all right, let's stop. If people in the campaign told him that in the early days, why didn't Joe reveal that? Why was he supporting Trump? And there's one other thing I want to say. There are people in this country who have dementia. There are people in this country who have Alzheimer's. This isn't funny. This isn't funny when a pathetic, gutless hack like Joe Scarborough, a truly dumb ex-politician who has worked his way up to fame and fortune such as it is in the Manhattan social circles, who's now using his position to do what he's doing like this, to attack a president in a way that I can't ever remember a president being attacked on a repeated, resolute basis, questioning his sanity, not Conyers' sanity, he defends him, not Pelosi's sanity, who can barely get a sentence out. No. This is diabolical. This man is diabolical. He is grotesque. He knows exactly what he's doing. And after that segment, I'll bet he was smiling and happy as a bird. Happy as a bird. And he also knows, because it's been reported, that the North Korean generals find him and his show to be their favorite show. And he is their favorite host. And they listen to this stuff. Go ahead.
Mad at me if you want to.
You can say that's not okay to say. But
why don't you shut up, Mika? You sound like a parrot in the background there. He's speaking. Why don't you say this? He's speaking. Why don't you say that? He's speaking. America, he's speaking. It's the most bizarre, you know, pair of TV hosts I've ever seen. Like she's nudging him to say these things. Just say them yourself. Or be quiet and let him finish his insane rant. Go ahead.
To say when are we supposed to say this? After the first nuclear missile goes?
Listen to this. This is a sick dude, boy. I'll tell you what. Absolutely sick kook. But then other people pick it up. Anna Navarro, who's another hater, which is why they love her over at CNN. Cut 15, go.
Anna, the retweets, the numerous conspiracy theories, everything we have seen and heard over the last few days. Is this president serious question? Is he unraveling?
Oh, that's a serious question, and from a very unserious man. Is he unraveling? No, you are, you jerk. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know. You know, I can tell you that from, you know, an untrained eye.
So let's stop right there. She's an untrained eye, but she's going to comment anyway. An untrained eye throwing a preposterous question from a moron, Don Lemon. This is CNN. This is CNN. Go ahead.
Looks weird. It makes me recall people who have early onset dementia. It makes me recall people who are in the early stages of Alzheimer's.
This is absolutely disgusting. All you families out there, almost everyone is touched by this. All you families out there who have family members with dementia or some aspects of it, or Alzheimer's, some aspect of it. Listen to these people. Just listen to how disgusting they are. And look how they're trying to fundamentally destroy this president. Fundamentally destroy this president. They can't disagree. They can't engage. They throw cheap shots, and he responds. Everybody knows he responds. And then they attack, attack, attack. And this is endless. Like a bunch of piranha. Go ahead.
It's constant repetition. He goes back to the
same... All
right,
you can shut up. Now there's somebody named Chris Hayes. He's a host at MSLSD. You notice it keeps coming from these two entities. Go ahead.
North Korea is now, according to experts, a nuclear power, apparently capable of striking anywhere on the globe with a nuclear warhead. And at a time when this country and the world and allies are depending on stable, steady, and clear-sighted American leadership. The president of the United States genuinely appears to be losing his grip on reality.
All right, that's enough. From the sexual predator media, generally speaking, the left-wing media, now they're telling us that the president of the United States lost his grasp on reality, that he's insane, that he has dementia, that he has Alzheimer's. Pretty sick stuff. And they're pushing the 25th Amendment again. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin. Gulf Coast. Get ready. It's going to be a White Tie Christmas. The White Tie Rock Ensemble featuring the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and other holiday classics. Come see the White Tie Rock Ensemble as they bring an unparalleled evening of holiday music, lights, and sound to the Gulf Coast. Thursday, December 21st at the Sanger Theater, Pensacola, and Friday, December 22nd at the Mobile Civic Theater. The White Tie Rock Ensemble, White Tie Christmas, featuring the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and other holiday classics. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster, the Pensacola Sanger Theater box office, and the Mobile Civic Center box office. December 21st, Pensacola, and December 22nd in Mobile. For more, visit online at PensacolaSangerTheater.com or MobileCivicCTR.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9746. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9746. That's 1-800-957-9746. 1-800-957-9746.
16.
Shriners International believes it's important for individuals and community leaders to have an understanding of what each of us can do to make a difference. As a fraternity based on fun, fellowship, and philanthropy, Shriners International and its members have a humanitarian focus that has made organizations like the world-class Shriners Hospital for Children possible. The Shriners Network dedicates their time and energy to serving others, giving back, and enriching the lives of future generations. To learn more about Shriners International and the story behind the Red Fezzes, please visit ShrinersInternational.org.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If you travel for business, book your next trip at Upside.com and you'll get two of the best gifts anyone will get this holiday season. A free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones so you can have some peace and quiet on your business trip. And of course, the gift of a better business travel experience. Only Upside has customer service specialists who look out for you every step of your business trip. Their team is hard at work 24/7 to make sure your flight, hotel, and rental car all go off without a hitch. They're available on demand by chat, phone, and email whenever you need them. All that plus Upside has great prices for flights, hotel, and rental cars. Now to get your free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones, just go to Upside.com and use code MARK. That's code MARK at Upside.com to claim your Bose SoundLink wireless headphones just for trying Upside. Upside.com, you deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
For every listener who takes the time to stick with us every day, Mark Levin wants to say thanks. We need every one of you.
Giving you a unique perspective on today's news.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 8 a.m.
on News Talk 1370
WCOA.
See, the moron Joe Scarborough, 320 million people's lives have been jeopardized by Barack Obama and his Iran deal, by the failure of past administrations to confront North Korea. Yes, 320 million people's lives have been jeopardized, you damn fool. And that's exactly what you are. Pathetic. And now the lib media starts throwing around terms like dementia and Alzheimer's, when there are millions of people in this country who suffer from this, And millions and millions of family members who have to deal with it. Oh, yeah, well, he must have dementia. Oh, he must be unraveled. Oh, maybe he has Alzheimer's. Maybe. And why? Why? Because they want you to have nothing but contempt for this president. Because they do. They want you to distrust everything this president does. Because they do. Really, I've never seen anything like this, ever. The media. Absolutely shameful and deceitful. What they do behind closed doors, ideologically, and to each other, they're disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. You know, Uber disclosed a breach of 57 million passengers and drivers' records. Hackers accessed personal information like names and driver's license numbers of the drivers and names, email addresses, and phone numbers of passengers. Though this breach was just recently announced, this personal information was actually stolen over a year ago. If you're only monitoring your credit, your identity can still be stolen in ways you may not detect. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, threats you may miss by just monitoring your credit, like someone stealing from your 401k or committing a crime in your name. And if there's a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock can help you see more threats to your identity. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Levin, that's L-E-V-I-N, for 10% off your LifeLock membership. Visit LifeLock.com, save 10% now by using my name, Levin, in the promo code. By the way, next hour I'm going to dig into this tax stuff that's going on. Oh, Mark, it's so boring. Really? Well, let me tell you, that's going to affect most of you. It truly is. It's going to affect most of you. 25th Amendment, just to show you what a moron Joe Scarborough is. The impeachment clause of the Constitution, you need a majority of the members of the House to vote to impeach, and you need two-thirds, a supermajority, of the members of the Senate to convict and remove a president. Without getting into every detail of the 25th Amendment, I'll do that on Levin TV tonight. You need two-thirds of the members of the House of Representatives, ultimately. There's a process, but two-thirds. Two-thirds. And two-thirds of the members of the United States Senate to uphold the removal of a president. So you need two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate under the 25th Amendment. Under impeachment, you need a simple majority. That is 50% plus one and two-thirds in the Senate. So these idiots don't even understand. If you really want to try and remove a president, you go the impeachment route. Not Article 25, Amendment 25. But then again, we're talking about Scarborough.
Next time you're at the Pensacola Bay Center, make sure you stop by and see our new 1370 WCOA studios. Powered by Harley-Davidson of Pensacola.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Yeah, you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa, what happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Shipping.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging it is not an emergency plan.
Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Think fast. In less than 30 seconds, a small flame can become a big fire. Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and always stay in the kitchen when cooking at high temperatures. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
The most news, the best talk, and your exclusive AccuWeather forecast. This is News Talk 1370 WCOA Pensacola, a Cumulus station.
Verdict in, Trump administration shakeup denied. I'm Barbara Cusack. A jury in San Francisco has found an undocumented immigrant accused in the murder of 32-year-old Kate Steinle not guilty on all counts of murder he could have been convicted on. Jose Garcia Zarate was found guilty of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Defense attorney Matt Gonzalez addressed the verdict.
I hope that they do not interpret this verdict as diminishing in any way the awful tragedy that occurred in that their family has suffered.
The case had attracted widespread attention due to Zarate's immigration status. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders addressed reports about Secretary of State Rex Tillerson being replaced, saying his future now is to continue working hard at his post. She went on to say,
look, as we've said many times before, as many of you love to write these type of stories, when the president loses confidence in someone, they will no longer serve in the capacity that they're in.
Embattled Congressman John Conyers has no plans to resign over sexual harassment allegations, even as House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi now says he should. A rare earthquake measuring at a magnitude 4.1 rattled the mid-Atlantic. Correspondent Jan Johnson fills us in.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter was about 6 miles east-northeast of Delaware's capital, Dover, and was tracked to a depth of 5 miles. State police say they definitely felt it at one barracks, one officer saying it sounded like a train and lasted about a second. People at Dover Air Force Base also were talking, although there were no reports of damage or injuries.
Another Dow Industrials first, as the average climb passed 24,000 for the first time. This marked the fifth major milestone for the blue chips this year. I'm Barbara Cusack.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen. We founded Boll & Branch to bring you the world's most comfortable sheets.
Made from 100% organic cotton.
We've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, and they're only available for a limited time.
They're guaranteed to keep everyone the perfect temperature.
Because we sell directly to you at BollandBranch.com, you don't pay middleman markups. They're half the price and twice the quality.
Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them, even three U.S. presidents.
Try our flannel sheets for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund.
Last year, they sold out in just a few weeks, so do not wait.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off, plus free shipping right now at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
A congressman from Texas has made a decision following revelations about his sex life.
Congressman Joe Barton says he won't run again next year as he planned to. Earlier this month, a woman posted a nude photo of Barton allegedly sent to her from the congressman. Yesterday, two more women coming forward, including Cheryl Small, who says she broke off her affair with Barton when she found out he wasn't separated from his wife like she thought he was. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
President Trump is donating his third quarter salary to the Department of Health and Human Services to help fight the opioid epidemic. Acting Health Secretary Eric Hargan tells us,
the president is personally dedicated to defeating this crisis because addiction hits home for so many of us.
Lady Bird earned the New York Film Critics Circle vote for Best Film of 2017, and Best Actress went to its star, Saoirse Ronan. I'm Barbara Cusack.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen. We founded Boll & Branch to bring you the world's most comfortable sheets.
Made from 100% organic cotton.
We've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, and they're only available for a limited time.
They're guaranteed to keep everyone the perfect temperature.
Because we sell directly to you at BowlandBranch.com, you don't pay middleman markups. They're half the price and twice the quality.
Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them, even three U.S. presidents.
Try our flannel sheets for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund.
Last year, they sold out in just a few weeks, so do not wait.
Go to BowlandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off, plus free shipping right now at BowlandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code.
Just a bit mild, with a spotty shower or two early, then becoming cloudy. Tonight's low 60. Warm with periods of sun and clouds, high 76 Friday. Rather cloudy Friday night, low 54. Nice and warm Saturday with a blend of sunshine and...